Our guest in the cafe this morning is the registered nutritionist with Hunt Regional Healthcare, Sally Rhodes. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
I came across an article, and I think a lot of people would be interested in this. 6 brain healthy foods to eat for a mood boost. And a lot of times we kind of hit the wall there, and we need some kind of boost, and not quite sure where it's going to come from. But if you can get that through good nutrition, then so much the better. So what did you think of the article here?
I thought it had some good foods in it. I liked the foods that it highlighted, and I also liked the way they said there wasn't one specific superfood that's going to make you, I guess, that it's the combination of all the foods you eat, not one thing that's going to just fix everything.
Right.
Not one food that's a superfood, you know, that's
right
above all others.
When we talk about a mood boost, now there's all kinds of ways to get a mood boost, and certainly you can do that through some foods that are not so healthy for you and junk food of one kind
right
and another, right?
And it's usually a quick-lived mood boost. It gets you up, and then after a while, you kind of crash again.
Uh-huh. But these foods supposedly are not like that, and you get maybe more sustained genuine lift from these foods.
Exactly. It had some good points in it, and it talked a lot about the Mediterranean diet, which emphasizes the vegetables and the fruits and the nuts and the whole grains and olive oil, which I like.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back. We're going to talk more about the Mediterranean diet here in a minute. Let's get to the foods. We've been teasing this about the food, so people are anxious to hear what they are. One is salmon. Now, that's not a food that you're likely to just have as a snack,
right,
although I suppose you could.
Right.
But we very often hear about the benefits and the advantages of salmon.
Yes, salmon is very filling, and it's full of omega-3 fats, which are very heart healthy. Lots of research behind salmon.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that is mentioned here, and I don't think of this, I guess maybe I need to, but something I'm not all that familiar with, probiotics are mentioned here. What are probiotics?
Probiotics, they provide beneficial bacteria for your GI system, for your gut. So probiotics can be helpful for anyone, but they're going to be found in yogurts. You can get them from supplements, but I usually just recommend yogurt.
I see. And I've seen probiotics promoted, and usually in the form of some kind of supplement or what
right
have you. But yogurt, then this article might just as well have said yogurt then.
Yes.
Any particular kind of yogurt? There's all kinds of yogurt.
Right. I recommend either a plain yogurt where you add your own fruit into it, or a light yogurt that doesn't have as much sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They usually say on the front, light.
Yeah. We're talking with Sally Rhodes. Sally is the registered nutritionist with the Hunt Regional Healthcare System, and we're talking about 6 brain-healthy foods to eat for a mood boost. And another thing mentioned here is leafy greens, spinach and the like.
Right. Spinach is great. Kale, all of those leafy greens are good, high in nutrition, cooked or fresh, depending on how you like them.
Blueberries,
one of my favorites. I add them, oh gosh, to oatmeal yogurts or just by themselves.
And of course, did you know we have a blueberry farm here south of the A&M Commerce campus?
I've heard of it. I have not been.
Yeah, well, they grow them out there, and people go out and buy them almost right off the vine. Another thing that is mentioned is oysters.
Which is something you don't really find around here. That's not going to be. I think it mentions other good sources of zinc, which is what it was highlighting, talking about beef and beans and chickpeas and cashews.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And then one that everybody's going to be glad to hear, chocolate. Yeah.
One of my favorites. Definitely a dark chocolate, and portion sizes everything. So a small amount. And buying the mini ones, or, you know, if you have the large bar, just breaking off like a square.
But dark chocolate is best.
Right. Dark chocolate has the antioxidants.
Do you know of some foods that, not leave the mood boost part out of it, but just some foods that and I think some of these included here probably are among them, that do give you kind of a long-range boost as far as your mental
energy
functioning?
Uh-huh. And mental, yeah. So along with like the fruit, any kind of fruit is good because it's high in fiber. And then if you add something to it with a little protein like nuts, like almonds or walnuts, or if you don't like nuts, you could do a nut butter, or maybe like a mozzarella cheese with your produce. That would give you long-lasting energy. Mm-hmm. Be a good snack.
Uh-huh. And the blueberries, again, I hear great things about blueberries all the time.
I always say rainbow of colors. So if you get all the different colors in your diets from the fruits and vegetables, you'll be hitting all the different vitamins that you need. Mm-hmm. Nuts have good fats, fiber. They keep you fuller longer because they do have the good fat in them along with the fiber. Almonds, walnuts, those are very heart healthy.
Sally, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again this morning.
All right, thank you.
Sally Rhodes is the registered nutritionist with Hunt Regional Healthcare, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.